When I was preparing for the word this morning, it's always a great joy when you know God has given you something for his children. And it's just like the worship and even in the offering talk, everything lines up with what I'm going to bring. So I know the Spirit definitely is here. So I'm not going to waste time at all. Can we go to Luke chapter 5, please? Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I've heard this story so many times. I've read it so many times, but what I saw in this story, or what God showed me in this story, is just amazing. And I know that he's going to speak to somebody this morning. Listen to what he says. He says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boats. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let the net down.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boats so that they began to sink." Hallelujah. I find it really interesting that the very same place that they tried so hard to fish and to catch something and do whatever they wanted to do, the very same place that they failed to catch anything was the same place a few hours later that they got blessed. And literally they were blessed so much that they began to drown. They began to drown in their blessing. Listen to me. At times, like Chris said, you know, and that's what I'm saying, everything lines up today. At times it's not how hard you work. It's not even how smart you are. It's the instructions that you follow at times concerning your work. That really is what it is. It's not hard. And don't get me wrong, hard work is good. I work hard. I work so hard. But hard work, but at times it's not about how hard you work or even how smart you are. It's about the instructions that you follow concerning your situation. And when you're able to follow that instruction, you see a breakthrough that is so supernatural. I don't believe that at any point in Peter's life did he catch so much fish that he began to drown. Hallelujah. This one, there's three principles that I learned from this story that I want to share with you guys. Three principles. And the very first one that I learned from this story is that you need to submit to the authority of the word. You need to submit to the authority of the word. Many times we recognize the authority of God of our lives, but we find it hard to submit to the word. Many times we recognize that this is God's word. This is the authority of God over my life, but we struggle to submit. And it's not always easy to submit to the authority of God. It's not. If you remember Samuel, the first king of Israel, God said to him, "Look, go and kill all the Amalekites." He recognized the authority of God's word, and yet he didn't submit. Sorry, Saul rather, not Samuel. Yes, Samuel was the prophet. Yes, Saul. And what happened in the end? He lost his crown. He lost his crown. Even what I find more interesting is Solomon. I mean, he was known to be the wisest man ever who lived. I mean, the richest man during his time, and he was wealthy and everything. But he recognized God's voice at some point, but then later on, what? He did not submit to God's voice. God said to him, "Look, you're free to do anything. Just don't marry any foreign women. Just don't marry." And how many did he marry? So many, 1,000. And he didn't submit. And what was his end? He was completely gone. Well, now listen, it's not always easy to submit. Even I remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Lord, if it's possible, can you take this cup away from me?" Even Jesus himself, it was so hard for him. And yet, if you're able to submit to the authority of God's word, the results are incredible. They are absolutely incredible. You get the kind of miracles that you normally wouldn't get. Remember Abraham, God says, "Look, go and sacrifice your son, your only son." Now, where do you start from here? You recognize that this is the word of God. But how do you submit to something like this? sacrificing your own son. What, you go to your wife and say, look, this is what God is saying, so we should sacrifice our son. How do you do this? Or even, you remember that widow who was just about to eat her last meal and die, and then suddenly the prophet comes and the prophet says, look, give me your food to eat before I'll bless you. And imagine that, that's all she had. But it was so hard submitting what she had to the prophet. But in the end, when she did it, you saw the breakthrough that came. Or even Naaman, for that matter, when he had to dip 7 times into the Jordan, it wasn't easy. But when he submitted to the word and dipped 7 times, you saw the breakthrough that came. You know, and so God, Jesus, at this point is saying to Peter, "Let down your nets for a catch." And he recognizes the voice that is speaking to him. But then he said, "Master, I've toiled all night. I've worked all night, I've worked all week, I've worked all month, I've worked all year, and it seems like there's nothing to show for it. It seems like all my strength, all my struggles is in vain. What is happening?" And at that point, it's very easy to give up, especially when you try so hard and you're not getting any results. It's so easy to give up, so easy. And so he's there thinking, "I'm so tired, I can't do this." But then he says something, he says, "But Lord, at your word, I will try again." And these 3 words that he says, at your word changes everything. At your word, 3 words. Now, I'm not even sure if Peter at that point understood the magnitude of what he had just said. At your word, at your word. John chapter 1, please, give to John chapter 1. I'll show you something. John chapter 1, at your word, at your word. It says, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made." No, that's fine. Give me the amplified version of that, please. Amplified. If you've got it. Verse 3. "All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being." Without him, without the word, was not even one thing made that has come into being. Without the word, there's nothing. There's no job you have. There's no strength you have. There's no wisdom you have. There's no ability you have. There's nothing in your account. There's nothing you have that didn't come into being without that word. So I'm not sure that even Peter saying that he understood what he's saying. He probably didn't get the revelation behind this. At your word, that word, they created everything that we see now. He created everything. It says, at his word, the sun, the stars, and the moon came into being. At his word, the universe was formed. At his word, the fish in the sea came into being, the birds in the air, the animals that walk. At his word, and I'm going somewhere with this. It says, at his word, when the Israelites were caught between Pharaoh and the Red Sea, Moses stretched out his rod over the Red Sea, and suddenly it made a way for him where there was no way. He says, at his word, Joshua walked around the walls of Jericho, and it came down. At his word, Lazarus, who was dead for so many days, came back to life. At his word, things change. At his word, demons go. At his word, everything gives way. At his word. Now, what I'm trying to say right now is that at times nothing happens unless the word goes out. At times, nothing happens unless the word goes out. At his word, things happen. And that is how I know in 2017, we are going to do so well, because we are moving in this year at his word. It's the year of expansion. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, give to please. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. Listen to what he says concerning his word. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. It says, "For as the rain and snow come down from the heavens and return not there again, but water the earth and make it bring forth and sprout, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, without producing any effect, useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Now he's saying, the word that comes out of my mouth can never, shall never, and will never return to me void, but it would accomplish every single thing that I've said it would do. Hallelujah. That is what you're dealing with. That is what you're dealing with. And so as I was going through the scripture, just trying to verify the scripture, I was just going through, and every single thing that God has said has come through, until I got to Matthew. You know the story of Lazarus? The Bible says when one day Jesus was preaching somewhere, he was ministering somewhere, and then they come up to him and they say to him, look, Lazarus is sick. We need you to come and heal him. And what does Jesus say? He says, this sickness is not unto death. That's what he said. He said, this sickness is not unto death. But later on, what happens? We find out that Lazarus dies anyway. Lazarus dies anyway. So I was just thinking, but Lord, you said this sickness is not unto death. How come Lazarus is dead? So there are times when you receive a word from God. You receive a word from God. So between the word you receive and the promise, at times it doesn't match up. So we begin to, instead of submitting to the word, we begin to look at what is happening in the physical, and then we lose hope. But Jesus said, look, or God says, look, the word that comes out of my mouth shall not come back to me empty. It shall accomplish every purpose for which I sent it. And so when Jesus got to where Lazarus was, and Lazarus was dead, he said, he's just sleeping. He goes there and he says, Lazarus, every single word that I say does not return to me void. It must accomplish every purpose I say. So come forth. And then sadly, that dead situation comes alive. Sadly, that dead situation comes alive. Sadly, Lazarus comes alive. It's impossible for him to remain dead because the word of God that comes out of God's mouth cannot return to him void. It has to accomplish every purpose for which he's sent it. So even if Lazarus is dead, he has to get up because he cannot compete with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is where at times some of us get it wrong. We look at the word that God has given us. The word God has given us. And the actualization of the promise, and it doesn't match. And instead of saying to the situation, look, this is not what God said concerning my situation. You are violating the law of God. In the name of Jesus, get out. You say to poverty, Jesus said, or God said, for my sake he became poor so that through his poverty I will become rich. You have no place in my house. You say to sickness, because of Christ, he died on the cross for my healing. How are you doing in my house? Get out of my house. You need to speak the word to your situation because every word that comes out of God's mouth will never return to him void, but it will accomplish every single purpose that he sent it. And this brings me to my second point from that story. It brings me to the second point. Your ability to take action even when you feel uncertain. Your ability to take action. Peter, God said to Peter, look, cast out your net. And at some point, he wasn't too sure. He was saying, Jesus, I'm too tired. I can't do this. I've done this all night. But at your word, I'll do it. Even though he was not certain, he still took action. And you saw what the result was. And I'll show you something in Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Look at this. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. Now listen to this. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Now this is Ezekiel saying, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass round about and among them, and behold, there were very many human bones in the open valley or plain, and behold, they were very, very dry. So God shows Ezekiel this vision of dry bones, and he asks him to walk around the bones, and he's walking around the bones, and he sees that the bones are very, very dry. Next verse, please. 3. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, you know, I like Ezekiel. He didn't want to commit. He says, can these bones live? Oh God, 50-50. He's got one foot here, one foot there. I'm not sure, God. Can these bones live, Ezekiel? He's scratching his head. God, I'm not sure. But you know, God. I like that. I'll do that with God one day. You know, God. And then listen to what God says. He says, again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, you dry bones, hear the the Lord. Oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So this is somebody who at this point is not even sure if these dry bones can really live or not. But then he's so uncertain, and yet he submits to what God is saying. He says, again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, all you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Thus says the Lord, God of these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. Next verse. And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. And I will put breath and spirit in you. And you, dry bones, shall live. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. I yielded to the authority of his word. I prophesied as I was commanded. Even though I was unsure about the situation, I took action as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise. And behold, a shaking and a trembling and a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. Next verse, please. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon the bones, and flesh came upon them, and skin covered them over, but there was no breath or spirit in them. Now, this is what I like. Now, up until this point, there's been a miracle. Even though the bones are almost coming alive, you've got skin on them, you've got sinews on them, you've got flesh on them, you've got everything on them. Up until this point, he didn't even believe it was possible. So as far as he's concerned, up until this point, it's still a miracle. But there's a problem here. The picture is not complete. Go to 8, please. The picture is not complete. This is not what God purposed. God purposed a complete human being. That is a dead body right there. Even though it's got skin and sinews and everything, it's still a dead body right there. And at times we settle for things like that. When God starts doing stuff in our life, you know, because we think, oh, this is a miracle. We see the miracle, but the picture is not complete, and we stop. Why settle for a 3-bedroom house when God has promised you a 5-bedroom house? Why settle for, well, just because your sickness is getting better, why settle there when God has promised you complete recovery? Why settle for barrenness when God has promised you children? The picture is not complete. Don't you get it? The picture is not complete. The picture is not complete. It says, my word that comes out of my mouth will not return to me void, but it will accomplish every purpose that I've sent it. Now, that is the dead body. That is not a complete picture. That is not a complete picture. So at times we see God doing stuff in our life and we settle there. We settle, but it's a dead body. Don't get it wrong. It's a miracle up until this point, but the picture is not complete. God promised you an amazing job. Yes, it's a miracle that you even got a job, but there's more to you than what you are doing right now. The picture is not complete. Don't you get it? The picture is not complete because his word that comes out of his mouth will not get back to him. It has to accomplish every purpose. So you look at the situation and say, look, I like God. I like God. I like how far you brought me, but this picture is not complete. I prophesy over this situation. Change right now, and it will change. And that's what God was trying to do. Verse 9, see how God reacts. It says, then said he to me, prophesy to the breath and spirit, son of man, and say to the breath and spirit, thus says the Lord God. The picture is not complete. So come from the four winds, O breath and spirit, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Then, so I prophesied. He yielded once more to the command, and the breath and spirit came into the bones, and they lived and stood up, their feet exceeding great host. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are now whole. These bones are now the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, oh, our bones are dry. Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are completely cut off. Now this word God says, now the picture is complete. What they thought was impossible, now they are seeing it right now. What they thought was impossible, they said, look, this thing is so dry, it wouldn't happen. But look, what they thought was impossible is happening right now. Next verse. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back home to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, your sovereign ruler, when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, O my people. And then this is the verse that I like. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Now we all know that at the moment his spirit is with us already. and His Spirit lives in us. Now putting you in your own place or in your own land is placing you where you belong. And this year, I see God placing somebody where they belong in 2017. Whether it's your job you're believing God for, whether it's a house you're believing God for, whether it's whatever you're believing God for, I see God placing you where you belong. Because He said something concerning this year. He said, this is your year of expansion. This is your year of elevation. This is your year of increase. This is your year of productivity. He said it with His mouth. So it has no choice. It has to happen. We have to do our part by first yielding to the authority of the word and taking action even when we feel uncertain. You know, I really and truly believe. Let me finish this. Then you shall know, understand, and realize that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. I really, really believe that this year, 2017, and especially as everything we've done today is just line up, the worship, the offering is line up, I really believe God has really huge plans for all of us. Yeah, whatever it is that you tried in the past that didn't work, this year it will work. Amen. This year it will work. You mark my words, whatever you tried. And it's only because He said so. Only because He said so. Nothing happens unless the word goes forth and the word is gone forth. It doesn't return to Him void, but it accomplishes every purpose. So you know that. You know that. And so that's what happens now. That's what happened. And I strongly believe that in this year 2017, it's a window of opportunity. It's a huge window of opportunity. There is a grace on this year for acceleration. There is a grace on this year for acceleration. What would normally take you 3 or 4 years to achieve, you're probably going to achieve it in 6 months. You're probably going to achieve it in 1 year. You're probably going to achieve it in this year. Because there's a special grace on this year for that purpose. This year, 2017, I see it as a huge window of opportunity. I really see it. It's a huge window of opportunity. Now, it's almost like an opportunity of a lifetime. And you know what they say about that? They say, I read this sometime. They say, an opportunity of a lifetime must be taken within the lifetime of the opportunity. That is to say that, look, God can do everything, but there's an expiry date concerning this year. Now, remember the story of Naaman when he dipped in the Jordan River. When the prophet told him to go and dip in the Jordan River, he didn't. Now, do you think that if he had not done it, gone back home and come the next day and dipped in the water, do you think he would? I don't know. Maybe it would have happened, but highly unlikely. What I'm trying to say is every opportunity has a deadline. And so this is our opportunity to really go for it and grab it by the horns, by everything. This is our opportunity. No more excuses, nothing. This is your opportunity because there's a special grace on this year to accelerate your progress. You know, you try walking around the walls of Jericho as many times as you want. It wouldn't come down. It wouldn't come down. On any other day you try stretching your rod over the rest, it won't part. But as long as the word goes forth and you do it, there's a special grace that helps you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the last point that I want to say before I close is the speed at which Peter obeyed. The speed at which Peter obeyed. And I think what I wrote is here is speed of implementation. Now, as soon as you know what God is saying, and as soon as you understand what He's saying, you go ahead and you implement. Psalm 119 verse 60, please. Psalm 119 verse 60. See what it says. Psalm 119 verse 60. It says, I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandment. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandment. As soon as you recognize that this is the voice of God, as soon as you recognize that this is what He's saying to you, even when you feel uncertain, this is the time to move. Because if you delay, you might miss the grace. Now, I'm not saying you will not prosper or anything. I'm not saying you will not advance. But there's a special anointing on this year to make things much easier. There's a special anointing. And that's why Naaman can go and dip 7 times and it happens. Because there's an anointing there. And that is why the sun can stand still and the moon can stand still. Because God has spoken it. And so the moment Joshua said it, it happened. There's a special grace there already. There's a special grace there already. There's a special grace there already. And it's available to you today. It's available to you today. And so as we come to a close, I just want to encourage you right now. Three principles that I picked up from that story. I mean, I've been reading that story so many times, but I never ever saw it this way. And the first principle is what? Submitting to the authority of the Word of God. Submitting to the authority of the Word of God. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. But when you're able to do it, it comes with great results. It comes with great results. And the second point is your ability to take action even when you feel uncertain. Your ability to take action even when you feel uncertain. And then the third point, speed of implementation. Speed of implementation. Shall we rise to our feet? I want you to close your eyes right now. I really believe that, you know, we've had so many prophets come into this house and go. And I believe that some of you, you've had prophecies that right now you feel like they are dry bones. They don't mean anything to you anymore. And so you've shelved them. You're going to have to revisit those prophecies right now. You're going to have to take them out and start prophesying to those things that God said to you. Because any word of God that comes out of His mouth does not return to Him void, but it accomplishes every purpose that He sent Him. And if you haven't seen it yet, then the picture is not complete. If you haven't seen the manifestation of any prophecy that you have received, that you believe is from God yet, then I know that the picture is not complete. And the only reason why we are going to do it this year is because God has given us the mandate. God has given us the mandate. He's given us that special grace to excel in this year that we probably cannot do any other year. And so as Kalyan ministers, I just want you to do your own business with God. I want you to prophesy to your own situation. You know the prophecies that you've received. You know what God has told you that you haven't seen it yet. You speak to that situation and say to that situation, look, the word of God says that His word does not return to Him void, but it must accomplish every purpose. If it's a house, if it's a child, if it's a job, if it's finances, there's nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing too hard for God. You put limitations on yourself, but God doesn't. Never ever put a full stop where God has put a comma in your life, because His work in you is not finished yet. Carry on praying unless you have prophesied to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift every single one of your children here before you. Father, I thank you that you know the plans you have for them in this year. I thank you for every single word that you have spoken concerning their lives, oh God. Father, today we prophesy, oh God, to any dry bones here, oh God, that you come alive right now. You come alive right now. You hear the word of God right now, and you come alive right now. Every Lazarus will be awakened right now in the name of Jesus. You have no right or authority to linger anymore. Your time has come. Live now. I command every dry bones to come into being. I speak life right now into any dead situation. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Rabokoshikia Karada. Rekaya Bokoshikia Karada.